His claims.
Yes, so I've got them up on the shared screen just for those who might not have them in front of them. Kind of a short list because you met in late October. And one thing I do need to change, just as an FYI, I think on your agenda I put 10/11 to today's date. So I will make this electronic file match that. We don't have anything on here that's before 10/11. And I went all the way through this 12/4 date where we had our last NIPSCO bill. 12/4 is the date that Steve and I last met to write a set of bills for this year. I will change this to 12/6. It doesn't mean we can't put 12/5 and 12/6 dates on your next claims report. I just want it to match the agenda where I think I put 10/11 to 12/6. So since we advertise that, we want it to match up. But anyway, you've got a couple of things you don't see every single round. Boyce Systems. Boyce is the agency in Indiana that does a lot of different forms that we use, including the pink forms that John signs that are part of our claims process. I ordered a bulk set of those because we do go through them fairly quickly. Next time around, when I go to order, it'll be charged to Esure because they also use them. And, rather than give Steve a set that says, here's some pads for Southwest and here's some pads for Esure, I'm just going to rotate them, which is, I think, what Kathy probably did. And then G-Works, that's on here on the December 4th. That's our billing software. If you guys recall last year, they upgraded their software. That's what Karen uses to do all of our billings, and they bill us on an annual basis. So you're not used to seeing G-Works on every round of claims like you are Crone and USIC, et cetera. So that's your kind of shortened list for the year. Your ACH payments are down at the bottom. That's always Zoom, REMC, and Town of Culver. And as you can see, the Town of Culver bill is starting to go down from your usual averages. That particular bill is from September 19th through October 17th. And now you're well under $2,000 for the month, which we expect this time of year.
What's that one? What's that one?
That's your Town of Culver bill.
Oh, Town of Culver, yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny, the USIC, are those 5 months total or five? You say three invoices and then two.
Yes. So when they invoice us, we rarely get a regular invoice. We always get a collection notice, and it's usually multiple sets of invoices. So I put on there that $2,883.58 is actually three separate invoices under them. And then the other one is for two invoices. So usually your USIC bills average $700 or $800 for one of their locators, when they're locating. And then what John signs on the individual claims is a copy of each of those will be included. Hopefully this is toward the end of what we're going to get from them. Steve was asking me that when we did this latest one on December 4th. But given that USIC will send me invoices months late, and we don't get them as an invoice. It's some lady named Carol Booker who sends us a collection notice. Once in a blue moon, I get an invoice from them, like a normal invoice, and they send it to the right place. But the one thing that they consistently do is send Esure bills to the Southwest email account. And I've told them numerous times, but thankfully we won't be dealing with them much longer.
But what months are these? Do they indicate months or is that?
Yes. So I think one of these dated all the way like back to July. the collection did. And if you look in that pile that next to you, John, you'll see them. I think we've got July, August, September. I don't think we'll get October, November until probably January or February, if there are any.
But there's 5 months total, so this goes even before July.
Not necessarily. Let me look.
I mean, you say three of them on the three locator invoices at the top on 1025, and then two more on 12/4.
Here's.
So that's 5 months.
Yeah, so the one on 1025, we've got one for 281.32.
What month?
This one goes all the way back to March.
Oh my gosh,
We've
what
got
a
one
screwed
for
up.
dating back to May, 1547.26. And then one in April, 1054.95. This would have been a collection notice we would have received. And at no point do they send us an invoice.
So that's March, April, May.
Yep.
And
And
then the two on 12/4 are what?
sat done.
June and July?
Yes, I think it was actually July. Hold on, I'm pulling up John's playing slips. Here it is. This one is, October and November.
So I
We
guess
may still get some for July and August.
we just got to make sure that we're not, that these guys are so screwed up that
Yes.
they want to double
That's where I
pay.
was going, Rick, is just make sure if we get any more bills from them that we've got a list going back into of all the invoices in 2025 we've paid them for,
Yeah.
and just make sure
Yeah.
we're not getting double dipped.
Yeah. And what I'd like to do at the end of the year is I do put together a USIC spreadsheet and some of your other vendors. So I'll open up that master spreadsheet. I was tracking USIC expenses just because of, the nightmare we've been in with them. They do, one of the things they do, and I'm guessing they're probably required to. I'm not sure if it's a legal requirement, but they provide a list of the parcels associated with each invoice. And I check those to make sure those are within our district boundaries, because as screwed up as they are, you just never know. I've not caught one that's been off. I think Kathy caught one year, she told me. And she said, but it's very rare that they tag a parcel that's not one of ours. So, and I imagine that Asbury will also probably provide us a list of parcels.
The only other question I had, Kathy, was or Kathy, Jenny, is on the sellers services. Are we contracted with them for next year, or did we get
No,
that resolved with them that
not as of now. And I did check both of those invoices to make sure they weren't putting dates on there that they didn't service us. And they're accurate, because if you recall, we didn't get service from them until like end of July or early August. And Tom is working on. He had been in contact with one of his neighbors there that was interested in doing this for us and wanted to make sure he has insurance. And if that doesn't pan out in the next month or two, I was going to contact F&H and see who else that may have. We just want someone who carries insurance, obviously, but they got better after we hounded them unmercifully, but still, it was kind of, they upset the neighbors before they finally started doing something.
Jenny, on that particular situation, the guy that I was talking to, his name is Justin, and he is not bonded.
Okay.
So, well, when I was dealing with that, I ran into Mike Temme on Able Home Care, and he also services right around there.
Okay.
And I told him to go and take a look at it and to give me some idea if he would be interested, because he's not taking new customers.
Okay.
So I wanted to be sure that it was going to pan out. And of course, Mike Temme is bonded.
Awesome.
But if you
Do you
want
want
me
me
to,
to maybe follow up with a call to him, Tom?
sure, I could do that. That's
Okay.
not a problem.
Something of a little different note. It just hit me. And it's considering the fact that we had snow. And do we get any kind of advance notice when we got to get the dioxide tank refilled?
Yeah, we do. Jason will notify me. We have to order that dioxide, and it usually takes a week to 10 days. So we'd have at least that notice.
If we got a snowfall that was significant,
To prevent from getting to that garage.
do we have a contingency plan in place for that?
I don't think we do. Unless I don't think that was included on seller's contract. It's
Shouldn't have been.
mowing and weeding.
Yeah,
So
right.
we
Yeah.
might want something like that in place.
Well,
Well,
for
Mike Temme
Yeah.
does do my place for snow as well. So I know he does snow removal.
Yeah, that'd be great if he does both. It would be ideal.
And it would be an only as needed, and
Yeah.
it
Right,
will
right, right.
probably be, what do we get?
Hmm.
Two or three bioxides a year.
Yes.
So in all likelihood, it would
Maybe once a year in the winter.
maybe once, and then
And
that.
I could certainly give them at least a 1 week notice because Jason tells me order it. What I find out when it's delivered because they let me know on email.
Yeah.
So I could at least say, hey, there's been a snow and we're expecting a bioxide delivery. Could you plow?
Now,
They're not taking
I don't
that
know
truck
how much
into that
really needed
driveway, are they?
to plow because doesn't the truck stay out on the street and they just take the hose from it?
Yeah,
So
yeah.
it'd be a matter of a path more than anything.
For the worker.
And it would then also kind of depend on if the counties come through.
Well, that's something I could do too. Grant and I could do it if we had to. You know what I mean? Shovel
Well,
a
it's nothing
truck.
we've had to worry about for the last 10 years. So, I mean, it's not like this is.
Worst case scenarios, I go over there with the husband. And given he's our IT guy, he could be our guy.
Okay. Well, it just came to mind.
Yeah, no, I think if we go with this Mike Timmy, I mean, if he does snow removal, we just on demand. If we need him, we need him. We pay him. I don't think that's a big deal.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay. Tom, if you do chat with them, let me know and I'll connect with them and figure out a contract with them.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, sounds good.
Do we need a motion to accept the claims or not?
Yes.
Okay,
So moved.
do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Righty.
Okay, Steve, you're next.
All right, let me get pulled up here. Two sets of financials that since the last meeting, we have September and October. Still waiting on November's Bank of New York statement. Jenny is working on getting online access so we can get those statements more timely. For September, we had receipts of 12,009, operating disbursements 10,892, interest income of $426 for a positive cash flow for the month of $1,543. Total ending balances $578,096.13. Of that amount, 145,209 is in the operating account, 75,000 66 debt service reserve, 23,488 in the bond and interest account, 235,499 in what we're calling the exceptional benefits tax account, and 98,833 in the improvement fund. And then the last page you see is the breakdown by account. So we have the three bank accounts, one at First National Bank, two at Bank of New York for the debt service funds, and then the three CDs.
I think this looks like a pretty good financial statement.
Yes.
Trending in the right direction.
I don't know that there's too many entities that look this healthy.
Not for your size, I would say it's pretty rare.
Do we
I
need?
just have a question, Steve.
Yep. Go ahead,
I'm
Tom.
looking at this page, and our user fee and our operating disbursement, has it always been short in our operating disbursements?
I'm not sure what you mean.
That's just an offset.
Okay, I'm looking at this page, okay, and maybe I'm looking at something that I shouldn't be concerned with. Your user fees is 12,219.28. And your disbursements operating is 12,329.81.
Yeah, on October, correct.
And of course, the difference is a negative amount.
Correct.
So am I correct in saying that we don't have enough user fees to cover our operating expense?
For that month, that is accurate. However, I'd have to go back and look. Like that, like the bioxide is in there. I think that's the 3,890, 3,813. That is a I won't say it's a one-off, but it's not a. You have to amortize that over 6, 8 months.
Okay,
We had accounting services, professional services. That's Thomas.
once a year or twice a year.
Yeah.
So the other side of it is you could potentially have a user who paid their bill for the entire year back in January. So January will look like a big revenue month. Same
I
with
see. I see. Okay.
July. If they're paying once a year or twice a year, it could
Right,
be
right, right. I
huge.
see. Okay. I've never looked at it, scrutinized it that closely. It's just that we got another item on the agenda that I thought, well, maybe I better see what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, year to date, you have a positive 14,382 through October.
Okay.
And your total cash flow for the year is a positive 40, almost 4,200
Right, right,
October.
right, right.
And that
Thank you,
includes
Steve.
some debt service payments as well. So we will have that coming up in December as well. I know Jenny can talk about this in a minute, but I know we have some debt prepayment.
Yeah, so that's actually for eShore, Steve, that has the
Oh,
prepayment.
I'm sorry.
Yes, no worries.
My brain always gets it mixed up.
But I did want to, since we're on financial stuff, we will receive your county disbursement for your property tax EBA. Those who didn't pay the full thing in the spring, pay it in the fall. And last year I got the county gave me those very late in the year. I mean, I was scrambling to get to the bank on time, mainly because, the bank has limited hours during the holidays. But they got it done. But technically, what I like to have you guys do, and you did this back in the spring, is approve of the transfer of those funds to Bank of New York. So I can show in the minutes that the board is approving it. And the only reason I say that is because when East Shore got audited last year, We had not been putting transfers on the claims reports until I started with them. And for whatever reason, the auditors got hung up on, are you allowed to transfer that money? And I'm like, it's the only way we can make our bond payment if we don't transfer
Yeah,
it.
you had to argue that it's you were required to per your bond documents. I think they finally got over it, but I still think it's just safer just to put the transfers on the claim. So, if they get confused or just to prevent any confusion.
Yeah, and so what I would look for from you guys is a motion to authorize Jenny to transfer the county property tax EBA to the Bank of New York. And then in February, it'll show up on the claims report as a transfer.
So moved.
We got it.
Second.
Okay, that was Rick and Tom, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
I guess just to round out the financials, we talked about it, already October briefly, but you ended October with 578,395. So just about $300 up from the previous month.
Tom? One thing that maybe would help put your mind at rest a little bit is, we've been looking at a month only thing. If you look at the front page of either of the two that are here, whether it's a September or October, and you look at the previous years as well as the year to date, you're gonna see a better summary of things. Like, for example, I'm looking at October's, and if the year to date, which would be the last column, you can see that total receipts of $126,105.73 with total disbursements of 111,723.27 leaves a positive balance of 14,382.46.
Right.
So,
Okay, thank you.
Steve, where are the locator services listed under? Is that under professional services?
Be under repairs and maintenance.
Repairs and maintenance. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thomas would be your professional services normally.
Okay.
And our new locate fee is just we went to just a flat fee going forward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no up or down anymore.
I forgot to ask him. I can't believe I didn't ask him if they're doing anything about trying to change the legislation at the state level, but be able to start billing some of these guys that are abusing this whole system. I know that it was talked about, but I don't know if it's gone anywhere.
What
So
was kind of interesting is when I sent, so our first notification for Southwest, I sent email with a read receipt, followed by certified mail and regular mail. And the guy opened that email, so I got a read receipt. When I did the same thing for Eshore, he did not open the email. So I thought it was kind of funny that he knew what was coming and decided he wouldn't open it.
you
Ja
mean
it
from
looks
US?
like Jackie just joined us. So, hi, Jackie.
Hi. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about the late entry.
No worries.
Wait a minute. Who didn't open the email? So from USIC or from?
Yeah, the USIC rep that Tom Gans, who came to your meeting, he gave me a contact name there with an email, and
Oh,
he
got it.
opened it for Southwest. But I was quite excited because it sent a read receipt to me, and I thought, well, I can prove you got notice. But on East Shore, he never opened it.
Yeah. Well, we're done with him. Do we need to approve
Other than
those
a few
the
maybe
financials?
trailing claims that are out there in La La Land.
Yeah, well, as long as they're not, as Jim said, and they're not duplicates, because I don't trust those guys as far as I can throw them.
Same.
Do we need to approve these?
You did already. You're good. I think you guys are now on new business.
I didn't hear him approve them, Jenny,
We
but
did
if you
not.
got
We didn't
record.
approve the. No, all we did was approve your
Oh, yeah, you
ability
did
to.
the claims, not the financial
Okay.
reports. Sorry about
Need
that.
a motion to accept the financial report.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Jim and seconded by Rick, right?
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes.
Hey, Jackie, do you want me to include you on the claims that they approved?
Yeah, I've already looked at them, and yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, next thing is
Do
the.
we need to sign those claims for you and email them back to you?
Yes, that'd be
Okay.
great. The other option is if you want to send me a photograph of your signature, I can plop them in there with Photoshop.
I think I've already sent you mine, right, Jenny? You have it.
I have yours, Rick.
Thank you.
I'll do it later today. I don't have access to my computer right now. I'm on my phone.
Oh, no worries.
You know, just to be safe. That on here?
All right, what do we have for new business?
Okay, it has to do with the ad for the Lake Max Association. As we and I'll let Jenny go with this, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got I think you guys talked about for 2026 potentially doing a membership and or ad in the Lake Max Association directory. So I've got pricing on the ads. They go from $100 for a fourth page ad to $450 for a full page colored ad. And there's in between levels of 200, 300, 350. If you want to do an ad, I can create any of these sizes that they have. So that's for me, that's not an issue.
Nice.
Depends on if you want to do an ad or not. And then the membership dues, if you want to be a member as a conservancy district, the membership is $375 for the year. And then, of course, there's donation levels that range from $50 up to $2,500. If you want to do anything in addition to a membership, that membership would be $375. Full page colored ad would be $450, or you can go down in size for the
You
ad.
mean 350 for the membership?
It says $375 on the flyer.
Oh.
They voted. It was voted to increase it by $25.
Oh, okay. I'm just looking at the notes. Is that note from, didn't you send us a note on Monday that said 350? Oh, okay. I'm not looking at the, I'm just looking at your notes, Jenny.
It might be the maybe I mistyped it or something.
Unless
I'm
I'm
just
looking,
looking at the flyer.
yeah, I'm just looking
Well,
at your note from December 1st.
I can assure you that it is 375.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
And
we should obviously commit to the membership for sure.
yeah, our original agreement and the memorandum of understanding was an addition of a flyer into the 2025 directory, addition of an advertisement into the 2026 directory, continuation of the provision of the services that the association provided to the Lake Maxinkuckee community, which was basically the road patrol. And then it says that the district will consider membership in the Lake Maxinkuckee Association in 2026.
Yeah.
So you get the ad based on that previous agreement.
Yes, we'll
Okay.
get the ad, and Ginny and I did talk about this earlier, because Eshore made a contribution last month, and with the provision that they were going to put an ad in the 2026 directory. And we talked about we probably don't want to have them in the same place, and we don't want to have them in looking quite the same because people might get them confused. As when I say place, location in the directory. I hadn't thought about this. And that is, since we agreed to put an ad in, but we didn't specify the bigger the ad we put in, I don't know that it's going to cost them that much more to actually put it in the directory.
Yeah, it won't. On their end, it won't.
So,
The real cost would be if they're creating it for you, and I can create it. That's not a problem. That will save them some labor, at least.
and I forgot to bring my directory with me, but I think you guys are all members, so you know what they're you kind of know what that looks like. Those
Yeah.
ads look like.
So wait a minute. You said that we do already have a commitment for an ad?
Yes.
Okay, well then
That's
we don't have to talk about that. We're done, right?
no, we don't, if we want to go color and size, but we just
I would
was,
probably do the full page if they allow it.
yeah.
That'll be the easiest one to create too.
Yeah, do a full page.
Yeah.
It's minuscule dollars. And then we're going to do the membership dues. And then the question is, do we want to make a donation? Is that the next question?
Yes. But we'll need to agree that we want to join. And we know that that fee's 375, and then we'll have to decide on an amount and vote on that.
I thought we agreed on our last to join. We didn't we not?
No, we did not. We said we would consider.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I do have that agreement in front of me that was signed by John Stimson.
I
What?
am. I think I'd be okay with joining and putting an ad in there, and I don't feel compelled that we need to do a contribution. The association needs to go out and get its, make members and or get members and compel everybody to join. And we kind of stepped up for a one time, and so did Eshore, it sounded like. But I think we're doing our civic duty by joining and being a good neighbor and putting an ad in. I think that makes good. I think that's a good stewardship of our resources to help them. So I'd be comfortable with that. If later in the year, if they're, we can always revisit if there's a issue going forward.
I would agree with that.
Jim,
Yeah, I would too.
didn't we at one point where the association was short in their budget and that we had consideration at that point how much we want to help them out with?
Yeah, we did. That was the $2,000.
I think we did that. We gave them that last year, though, I think. That
Yeah,
was
that
our
was
last.
right, right,
Yeah.
right, right.
And that was to keep them from stopping the patrols that they were getting.
Specifically, okay.
Um,
Yeah,
and
I
and
know a
but
bunch
but
of us sent personal commitments too. I know I sent a check after learning about that.
yeah, and that's I think I think the hope for all of us is that they do a better, not a better job, but the association figures out how to compel people to become members so that on their own. So anyway,
I agree with what you said the first time. They need to do a better job because they don't do a very good job marketing
and
how
they are
important this service is.
they're aware of that, and they are trying.
Okay.
It's just that they send newsletters out to the members on a kind of regular basis, but it's only to members. And with so many people that I are not here full time, they're not going to see it. They have tried some door-to-door things in the past, and board members have sent out letters. I can attest to that. I sent out 54 letters last year to non-members. And they were all personalized. I mean, it was a form letter, but I personalized it myself. And of those 54 I sent out, one person joined.
Yeah.
And I also spoke with some people that were my neighbors. The area that I represent that I had to address was basically West Shore Circle and the Cook's House at the very end of the landing, all the way down to it might have been Zimmerman's at the corner of West Shore and South Shore.
All
And
right. Well, we're good on that then. Is everybody in agreement that membership and ad is suffice?
yes, I agree.
Perfect. I don't know if
Okay.
we need a do we need a motion on that?
Well, let's do it just to be safe.
So moved.
Okay. And who seconded it? Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passes unanimously. Next, I added this or mentioned this. It is the we should probably at least talk about, do we want to give a credit for to all of the freeholders as we've done in the past?
This is what we did last year, correct?
And we've done it. Did we do it last year or not?
No.
We didn't do it last year.
And I talked to Karen Heim because she obviously does the billings, and she said it's just a matter of crediting the bills for a month. Apparently, on her end, it's fairly easy to do if you want to do it.
And
What was it, 2 years ago that we did it last time?
yeah, it would have been 2 years ago, and then 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
We don't have to make a decision at this moment. Maybe we mull it over a little bit and see how the end of the year comes out. Watching the
I would be comfortable with tabling it so we can talk a little more.
Okay.
Sure.
At least everybody, so you can think about it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just becomes a it's a numbers game. If we've got a positive flow that would cover a month's credit or whatever, it's a pretty easy decision.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll put that on the agenda for the first
Annual
meeting
meeting.
in
Okay.
2026.
It's not like we're at risk because of some wild swings like a Bitcoin price. We pretty much got pretty stable cash flow.
Chrome contract.
Okay. I'll let Jenny address that.
Yeah, so Steve took over for someone at Crone, I want to say long before I came along,
Yeah.
probably 2021, Steve, or 2022 time frame.
I think it was February or March of 2021.
Yeah, and so his contract amount has been the same since that time frame. So he was going to ask you to consider a proposal from him. So I told John that if you all approved that, it would probably start the first of the year. So we should probably decide it at this meeting. So Steve, I'll hand it off to you.
Well, you don't have to because that's up to you. I mean, I'd appreciate it, but I was swamped this week, and I intended to get you a paper copy of a new agreement, so we can defer that until January. It's probably more appropriate that way. But yeah, I was looking at both East Shore and Southwest, which are currently at 11.75 a month, to move to 13.50 a month.
And we've been at 11.75 since for a number of years.
Yeah, March of 2021, I
How long are
think.
these contracts for, Steve?
They're annual, and then I guess at will. You can terminate it at any time.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think it automatically renews at the end of the year if we don't renew it ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, seeing as this has been going on now for four and a half plus years, I would look for a recommendation from the board in terms of a percent, or in lieu of a percent, a dollar amount per month.
Well, let's get an agreement. Let's get an agreement to review.
Yeah,
But
I'll
I
send
think we're
something
putting the
out.
cart before the horse here. Let him come back with an agreement that we can
Okay.
review, and then we'll vote on it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can treat this as a heads up.
Yeah, we had a discussion, but until we get an agreement, we should take a look at it.
Okay.
Agree.
Will do.
I agree.
Okay. Next on the is the dates for 2026. If you want to look at your calendars.
So first would be sometime in February, usually. Yep.
Do you want to do February?
We're still doing Saturdays, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yes, Saturdays.
Yes.
So the February Saturdays are the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. You might not want to do the 14th if your spouses expect a Valentine's gift. Mine does not, so it doesn't matter to me.
Any recommendations?
Other than we do it in Naples, Florida, or someplace,
Yeah,
no.
it's going to be a
Oh, I
Zoom
love
for
that
sure.
idea, Jim.
You gonna fly us all down?
Well, we could button up that discussion about rebates.
We can turn it into first class seats.
Well, private.
Or private, yeah. Well, I'll already be down there, so I don't have to worry about it. Okay, so I'm good. I'm good. 7th or 21st.
Yep, me too.
February 21st, okay.
Yes.
What
Sounds
you
good.
guys do at 10 o'clock Eastern, right? All of them, or 10:30?
10:30. If it's at the library, they open at 10, so we don't really start till 10:30.
Okay.
So the next quarter, which would be April through June, I'm only going to ask that if it's in June, that it is the 6th, because I'll be committed to the academy starting the 13th. Other than that, April, May is fine. I will work my spring turkey trip around whatever's decided.
Your turkey trip
Yes.
to
To
the country
Istanbul.
of, well, I mean, it's so, the only one I know I can't do is April 11th. I'm out.
But I could do the 18th or the 25th of April. At this point,
yeah, when's
Anybody else?
do we know when Easter is?
Easter is April 5th.
April 5th. All right. The 18th is bad for me, so if the 25th works, that'd be better for me. But I could sign in online if not. I think I'm going to be in Indianapolis on the 18th.
Anything about May? Any thoughts on May? Okay, so April, what'd you say?
25th.
25th at 10:30. Okay. And now we go July, August, and September.
September, you'll have to have the public hearing. So you'll want to approve advertising for that in July or August.
Okay. I have a wedding in New York City on the 12th of September. And I think we're going to try to make an extended trip out of that. So,
My niece gets married in August. Are some of you likely to be in town in July?
yes.
So maybe we pick a July date if
I
that
got I
works.
got
Oh,
I
you've got summer
I've
school,
got
yeah.
summer camp.
What about August 15th? Is that one look okay? Or August 8th? I can't remember my niece's wedding date. Summer school grad, it'll probably be
Summer school graduation is the first.
okay. Well.
About it.
I so far out, just pick a weekend and I'll just try to make it work.
What about September 5? Is that Labor Day now? Weekend?
September 5 is Labor Day weekend.
Will you guys all be here around Labor Day weekend, you think?
Probably.
Okay, September 5, 10:30.
Then we could do the public hearing any date in
Well, then
September.
let's do this. How about September 5 at 10 a.m. is the public meeting?
You got to have it after you approve the budget. So you'll have to have it. And
Okay.
you have to advertise it for so long. So we'd probably have to have it September 26th or October 3rd, the public hearing.
Okay.
You can do that one. That
The
doesn't need.
public meeting is going to be just basically Jenny and I.
Right.
So what works best?
The 26th or the 3rd is okay for me.
Let's do the 26th.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we have one final one for the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Yep.
And you have to approve your budget before November 1st. So it really needs to be an October meeting.
So we have a September meeting and an October meeting.
Well, the September, this is, yeah.
We have Labor Day and then October. All right, I'm out of the country from the 8th through the 21st. So personally, if I need to be there, it'd have to be the 24th of October.
I'd say the 24th or the 31st would work.
Yeah, I could do the 31st too. Oh, that Halloween? Yeah, 31st. Okay.
So October 24th or October 31st, which?
If you do the 24th, that gives you time to upload the budget. So
Yeah.
I'd do the 24th.
Okay.
That gives you a week to get it uploaded.
October 24th, then at 10:30. Okay. For something that's not on the agenda, Steve, we're going to need your help with this a little bit. Ginny had some problems with Gateway, right?
No, it's so John, I think, delegated me on Gateway, Steve, but I'm gonna need help figuring it out. If I was thinking I'd at least upload minutes and anything that's a non-critical form that John would have to sign. But we may need to sit down with you, or at least I would.
Yeah, that's no problem. We can dip
Um,
it over coffee or something.
I, I just the reason I bring it up is it seems like I remember a few months ago that I had to give you go in and give you access. Am I thinking correctly or not?
For me, I mean, I've had limited authority for quite a few years.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't recall, John. I mean,
Oh, I know what it was now. It was some form that had to be submitted, and I was taking off for Turkey right after the meeting, so I gave you my
yeah, it was the budget. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I ended up logging in as you, and 'cause I don't have
Yeah.
submission rights. Yep.
Yeah. And I think that's what mine is, Steve, is limited authority. Maybe that's why I was having issues. So I think I tried to upload minutes or something and couldn't once I figured it out. So that would explain that.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I can show you.
Okay.
It's
All right.
literally drag and drop once you get on the right screen and click the right buttons.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
No.
No, sir.
All good.
Is Stimson okay?
Yeah, I didn't hear from him,
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'll check in with him and just follow up and ask if all's okay. Technically,
He was at the Turkey Run.
yeah, I
Oh,
know. Yeah.
sweet.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I didn't either.
That he was at the Turkey Run.
Yep.
How do you finish?
Are we finished? Okay, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Right.
In a second. Moved by
Well, that's
Jim,
where I
seconded
caught my
by
cold.
Tom. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
Okay.
Everybody have a great Merry
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas,
Merry Christmas.
everyone, and we'll see you.
Christmas.
Hi, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. I guess I should stop the recording.